Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schluss for the Amma Yoshev B'tzion, particularly Golan ben Gabriela, Matan ben Dvorah, Abimarani Mirazi, Sheikh Lenish Mas, Maris Esther, Basra Shmuel, Opechas Rav Yaakov, Zalazan, Zushi, Rav Yosef, Chana Bas, Rizagan Masat, Chana Bas, Rav Zev, and this is based on a Shalashudis Drosho of Maran Arav Ori Yisrael Vikdosho, Rav Kook Zatzal, that was given in the year 1929. Vayihi b'yom ha-shmini, al yom zeh darshu b'braita, oto yam, oto yam, oto yom, natal eser atarot. That day took 10 crowns, and the Gemara enumerates there what the great 10 things that happened on that day was. It says in the Pasuk, Vahi b'chodesh harishon, v'shana ha-shenit, v'echad l'chodesh, hukam ha-mishkan. Pasuk says in the Shmos 40:17, it was on the first month, in the second year, on the first of the month, the Mishkan was erected. Chachamim explained in the Medrash, show this is talking about this day, the eighth day, Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Sheolam kulo, Hukam imo, sha'at shelo hukam ha-mishkan, haya olam rotet, umeshe hukam ha-mishkan, nitbases ha-olam. This is cited in the Torah Shlema, in Shmos Perek Mem Os Chavav. So, it's also kedai to be ma'ayin in the Beis Yankiv in Parsha Shemini and Piskachov Beis, in the Einayan Shabbos, Perek Tes Os Nun Vav. The world, the Mishkan was erected. The world was erected with the Mishkan. That before there was a Mishkan, the world was on shaky ground, so to speak. And after the Hakamas HaMishkan, the world then became on more solid ground. But then, Simchat Oto Yom Nitarbeva Biglal Motam Shel Nadav ואביהו ויקריבו לפני השם אש זרה אשר לא ציווה אותם ותצא אש מלפני השם ותאכל אותם וימותו לפני השם ויקרא 10 1 2 They brought before God a strange fire that he did not command them to bring, and a fire came out from before Hashem and consumed them, and they died before God. Az nichamo Moshe le'Aaron, and then Moshe comes, and he consoles his brother Aaron, and he says, "Bikrovaya kadesh." Rashi omer, "Yodeh hayiti sheyitkadesh habayit b'miyudav shel makom." Achshav ani roe shehem gedolim mimeni u'mimcha. I knew that the house would be sanctified with those who are close to God, and who was it? It's Nadav and Avihu, so I know that they're greater than me and you. Based on the Gemara in Zvochim and Daf Kuf Tes Vov Amud Beis. That's the sad death of Nadav and Avihu on this amazing day of Rosh Chodesh Nisan, Yom HaKamas HaMishkan. It says in Ovis, Perekei Mishnah Aleph, Sheba'asara Ma'amarot Nivra HaOlam. Ve'aseret HaDibrot, Nitnu b'Sinai. Aseret ha-ma'amarot, what are the aseret ha-ma'amarot, the 10 utterances? That's the guf ha-olam. And what are the aseres ha-dibris, the 10 commandments? Those are that's the neshama of the world. And this is discussed in many places. See the psikta aseres ha-dibris, perichof alf yotes chof, the zaron v'yikra, yid alef amet beiz, the svasemes in va'era, Tafresh Lamed Hey and Borat Lamed Aleph in the Beis Yankiv in Yisro and Piska Kuf Chavav in the Orgadal Yoh on Pesach on page 138 in the Sefer Tehillah Shefer in memory of the late Chayal Eliezer Shefer, Elio Shefer on page 49, I think Eliezer on page 49, and Sfasemis Parshishmini Tafresh Nan Beis and the Pachad Yitzchak on Chanukah. Page Lamites, Nach Nach. So the Chitzonius of the world is the Asara Ma'amaris, that's the goof of the world, that's the physical of the world. And then the Aseres HaDibrois, or the Neshama of the world, are like the spiritual background, backdrop of the world. The enclothing of the goof onto the Neshama, the light of the Aseres HaDibrois within the Asara Ma'amaris, is the ultimate idea of the Asara Ataris, of these 10 crowns that the first day took, the first day of Nisan. It was the first day of creation. It was a Sunday. It was the first day of the offerings, Rishon and Nisim, that the Nisim brought. It was the first day of Kahuna. It was the first day of Avodas HaMikdash. It was the first time there was the descent of fire onto the altar. It was the first time that the Kachim were eaten. It was the first day of the resting of the divine presence on the Jewish people, Rishon Lishkan Shechina. The first day that the Jewish people were blessed by the Kohanim, Rishon Levarach Es Yisrael. It was the first day of the Isser Bamos. How you know how to bring Bamos? It was the first of the month, of the months. So that's the Pnimius of the Eser Atarois, that this is the day of the light of the Aseres HaDibros, the Neshama of the world. In Matan Torah, there was a promise that the world would have a kiyum. Yom HaShishi, the whole world is talui on the sixth day of Sivan. That's why it says Yom HaShishi. The whole world depends on this day, the day of Matan Torah. The Yitziyata Shel Avtecha Zo Min HaKoach LaPoal, when was the actualization of this promise of the existence of the world? And the answer is, it was on the day of Hakamas HaMishkan. Because now, there is now a Hitbasisut, like we saw in the Medrash before, that the world was on shaky ground until the erection of the Mishkan, and now the world is on solid ground. So first we receive the Torah, but we're still not there yet. There has to be Hakamas HaMishkan. That's the Aseres HaDibros. We know that the Dibur of Hashem that was spoken at Har Sinai continues in the Mishkan. Mibein HaKruvim, as the Ramban teaches us, that the talk, the communication of Hashem with the world that started at Sinai continues Mibein Shnei HaKruvim in the Mishkan. That's the day of Asara Ataris. The Asara Ataris are Mikoach, the Asara Ma'amaris, and the Aseres HaDibros. The Atara, the crown, is placed on the head after the Bisus, after the goof is well established. La'achar nefichata shel ha'neshama b'siyuma shel melechet ha'rkava higia zmana shel ha'atara shetinaten barosh. After the blowing in of the soul at the end of the erection of the Mishkan, now comes the time for the crown to be placed on the head. Yisodo shel olam ze shegufo hit'ala al yedei nishmat ha'dibrot b'markiv hazman. The foundation of this world, that the body, so to speak, was elevated by the soul. The Eser HaMamoros were elevated by the Aseres HaDibros, and now this is celebrated with the Eser HaToros, the 10 crowns of this special day, is founded in the dimension of time. The order of events in the world, in the framework of time, is the basic principle. And in this framework, there's no chiddush. Holech el darom, v'sovev el tzafon, sovev sovev holech haruach, ve'al svivotav shav haruach. Tehainu olam lekubau domeh, lo'el shekulo mukaf. The world is a closed framework, so to speak. It just goes round and round. It's like a tent that's completely surrounded. And the wind goes round and round within this closed framework. And therefore, ein kol chadash tachas hashemesh. So under the sun, there's nothing new. But before the sun, there is something new. When you talk about beyond this world, outside of the framework of our universe, there is much that is new. Going deep into Koheles and understanding that only Tachas HaShemesh there is nothing new, but above the sun there is, allow them not to put Koheles into Geniza. Otherwise, there was psukim there that didn't sound so good. But Lamala Men HaShemesh Yesh Itchadshut Tumidit HaMechadesh B'Tuvo B'Chol Yom Tamid Ma'aseh B'Reishit. Every day there's a chiddush in creation. The makor of this koach is chadshus. It's by the one who made Ma'aseh B'Reishit, as Koheles concludes. Sof davar kol nishmas elokim yiraves mitzvosav shemor ki ze kol ha'odam. The koach is chadshus is in the Torah, which precedes creation, about which it says, Aruka me eretz mida rochave mine yam, a pasuk in Eov 11 and 9. The koach is chadshus is in the Torah, which precedes the world, and about the world it says that it's so vast. It's longer than the land and more broad than the sea. And this is chadshus that's above the sun in the world of Torah, in the world of Ruchnius, is the source of the chadshus that we have beneath the sun. The relationship between nature and miracle would appear in our eyes to be the relationship between something that's set and something that just happens from time to time. That's a mikre, that's by chance, right? A miracle, just you need it so it comes in the nick of time. Whereas nature is davar kavua. Ulam, zeu ach mipat kotzer tfisateinu. That's only because of our limited perception. But if you look much deeper, the Nisim also have a Seder. There's a Seder gam la Nisim. That's why the whole Haggadah shel Pesach is called Leila. The whole night of Pesach is called Leila Seder. We're making a Seder. The whole Pesach, the Pesach night is a Seder. There's Seder to Nisim. That was made famous by the Maral in his Akdama to the Sefer Agvuris, and the Sfasemis quotes it a lot. There's a Seder to Nisim as well. And the Seder Hazmanim was given to the Jewish people. As it says, HaChodesh Hazeh Lachem Rosh Chodeshim. In the Medrash it says that the angels asked, when's Rosh Hashanah? Kadosh Baruch Hu says, well, let's ask the Beis and Shalmata, whatever they say is when Rosh Hashanah is. Yalkut Shemoni Tehillim, Remez Tav Tav Lamed Aleph. So much it's given into the hands of the Jewish people. Chazal Darshan, Atem Afilu Shoig again, Afilu Mezidim, Afilu Mutam, even if you're making a mistake, even if you do it on purpose, even if it doesn't matter, whatever Bazin says is what goes. So the Seder Hazmanim of when the times are going to be was given over to the Jewish people in the Pasuk of Oilas Chayrish Bechotcho, Chazal Darshan, Chadesh Vehavi Korban. Bimachadesh and bring a carbon, that's what it means. And Rosh Chodesh, bring a carbon. Kviyata Chodesh, Shayechet Li Yisod HaTiv'i HaKavua, She'ino Mishtane, Ach Mekoro, ביסוד של המעלה מן הטבע, שישראל שייכים בו. שייכותם זו של ישראל על הניסי מתבררת במלחמת המלאק. בסופה נאמר, ויבן משה מזבח, ויקרא שמו השם ניסי על הפסק. אבל אז חודש בחודש, that we learn חדש והבי קרבן, ראש השנה זין עמד א', we see this union of bring a carbon on ראש חודש, and the קביעס of being קובע לחודש relates to the foundation of the of teva hakavua, of set nature that doesn't change. However, it's rooted in a foundation that's above nature, that the Jewish people are shaykh to. This shaykhus of the Jewish people to miracles, it became clear in Melchemes Amalek, because it says that Moshe Rabbeinu built the mizbech and he said, God, you are my miracle, Hashem nisi. So we have shaykhus to the world of miracles. To quote a famous Israeli prime minister, who might well have been the very first Israeli Prime Minister. If you live in Israel and you don't believe in miracles, you're not a realist. This this going off the path of what is set, veering from what is set, we find by Eliyahu Hanavi that Behiro Ashur, he was makriv kachin b'chutz. The pasuk says, "Vayikach Eliyahu 12 avanim kimispar shivtei Yisrael bnei Yaakov." מספר שבטי בני יעקב, אשר היה דבר השם אליו לאמור, ישראל יהיה שמך, פסק מלאכים א', 1831, אליהו takes 12 stones, communion שבטי ישראל, that God said to him, that your name is going to be Israel, and Israel has 12 שבטים. Rashi there says that the reason it says Yisrael Yeshemecha is because on the day that God appeared to Yaakov in Beis El and he called him Yisrael, there he said, Goy Kahal Goyim Yemimecha. So you're going to have a great nation from you, starting with these 12 tribes. And Rashi continues, based on the Medrash, that Asidim, your children, are going to gather together and they're going to build a Mizbech and they're going to be Makdir Alav Bishas Isser Bamos. My name is Ratzah B'davar, and that's why this pasuk was is quoted now, because now Eliyahu is making his own bama. This calling of the name, we had a number of shirim on this. It's discussed by the Parat Yitzchak in the Ma'amari Sukkis, if I'm not mistaken. Kriyat Hashem Yisrael nishtana li Yaakov avinu kodim leidat Binyamin. Before Binyamin is born, Yaakov gets the name Yisrael. Lo yikarei shemcha od Yaakov, ki im Yisrael yiyeh shemecha. Goyu kahal goyim yiyeh mimecha. And Chazal dash, and what's goyu kahal goyim? That the Jewish people are going to be over al divrei Torah because of Eis lasos Lashem, heferu Torah secha. That's Kahal Goyim, that your children are going to gather together and they're going to be over and they're going to transgress Divrei Torah. So we're going to gather together, we're going to be like Goyim, we're going to be like the Gentiles. And we're going to be over on Divrei Torah because of Eis Lasos Lashem Eferu Torah Secha. And that's what happened here with Eliyahu, that he, Bahara Shah, He built a bama outside. He built his own bama, b'shas iser bamas. Chazal revealed to us that the neshamas of Nadav and Avihu went into Pinchas. It's Zohar Chelek Gimel in Zayin Amud Beis. The neshamas of Nadav and Avihu afterwards were taken on by Pinchas. However, Chazal say that Pinchas is Eliyahu. And so too, Nadav and Avihu, like Eliyahu, wanted to be Mekadesh as Hashem in a miraculous way that's outside of what's Kavua. They wanted to bring in Eish Zara Asher Lo Tziva Hashem. However, even in the dimension of the miraculous, there is also a Seder, there is also a Zman, and the time of this Charigam and Atzivui Borat Sha'ah, the time to veer off from this, diverge from this commandment, with a Hora Shah, a temporary measure, did not come at the time of Nadav and Avihu, and therefore they died. However, it did later on in the time of Eliyahu, and Eliyahu's Pinchas. So, you see here that Nadav and Avihu had a point. They were supposed to be Choreg, they were supposed to go off course, and bring a carbon at the time when it wasn't appropriate. Just this wasn't the right time. In other words, what's a nes? A nes is a choreg ben akavua. It's not normative. So they wanted to, right, that's what's normative is teva, and then there's nes. So they wanted to bring a carbon at a time that wasn't normative. And they had a point, because their neshamas are shaykh to Pinchas and Eliyahu, same thing. So memela, later on, Eliyahu fulfilled what they tried to do unsuccessfully, and Eliyahu did it successfully. But this all shows that Jews are shaykh to the world of above Teva, of Choreg Min HaTeva, of Nisi, and that's the Jewish people. But we have to know that Nisim also have their Seder. We were given, Seder Azmanim was given to the Jewish people. We're Koveya when Rosh Chodesh is going to be. But we also have to stay within that Seder. We're given Seder, but we have to stay within the Seder, even when we're doing miracles, even when we're doing something that's not normative. So therefore here the Seder was not in the time of Nadav and Avihu to bring the carbon, to bring the foreign fire, but rather in the time of Eliyahu, when he had the showdown with the Nevi HaBaal at Har HaKarmel. So as always, in this Shmua of the Rav, this is from the Sefer Shmuot Ra'aya, so it's, at the end, the Rav adds a B'shulei HaShmua. So in this Shmua, in this teaching that we have from Maran HaRav, we have dialectics. As always, every mimer always takes two seemingly opposing concepts and shows how they interact and interrelate, etc. So we have the Ma'amarot versus the Dibrot, which is nature, versus miraculous, spiritual, foundation of the world. Guf, which is the Ma'amaris. Dibros is the Neshama. Teva, that's the Ma'amaris. And then Nes, and both Teva and Nes, even Nes is part of the Seder. Kvius is Teva, and then Ischachus is Nes, and the Jewish people are Shaykh not only to the Kvius, but to the Ischachus, and therefore Achodesh is Elechem, we make the new months. And we're Shaykh to the Ischachus of Nes, that we can do things that are Choreg Min HaTeva, but we have to do it at the right time. So that's Nadav and Avihu's mistake. Whereas Elio later on, in principle, they were correct, because their Elio was brought an uncommanded sacrifice, so to speak, at the right time. Because it was time of the Yisr Bamos, and he brought it anyway. So the reason the Jewish people were given Kiddush HaChodesh is because we connect between the two, what's Kavu and what's new. We're Ma'achid between Teva and Mashal HaMalam and HaTeva. So we take the Kviyus of the Chodesh, which is something set that always has to be another month, another month, another month. And what's also Ischachus, it's new. It's taken from above nature. Ein Kol Chodesh Tachas HaShemesh, above the Shemesh there is new. And that's where the Jewish people are able, that's where they get their Koach to make a Kiddush HaChodesh. וכך מתפרשת סוגיית נדב ואביהו, אשר העסיקה רבות את הרב. נדב ואביהו רצו לפרוץ עם הממד המתחדש, בהביאם אש זרה, אשר לא ציווה אותם השם. So they wanted to break through this dimension of Ischachus and bring this carbon that wasn't asked for. However, Nisim also have a Seder in his man. And the Zman of this Chariga didn't come yet. It was by Eliyahu Pinchas, who were Gilgulim of Nadav and Avihu. As Kidarkenu Roim Po Dvarim Amukim V'Niflaim V'Baruch Hashem Shezachinu. Tov, yesh od sicha, ze tafresh peitet. Yesh od kama sichot she'adayin ani rotze l'mod itchem. Be'ezrat Hashem. Az ana, יישארו עמנו, ואנחנו נראה המשך נפלאות. תודה רבה רבה שהאזנתם. שלום שלום.